boys and girls. It's 3 o'clock, and you know what that means. Time for the giddy up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm DJ Pauly B. I'll be right back.
Thinking he's a devil to help me get.
All right. Little Foo Fighters there for you to start off the show. Welcome to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls. I'm DJ Pauly B. And, of course, we start the show every week with the Foo Fighters. That was, of course, Everlong. And before that, Learn to Fly. And welcome aboard. I am flying solo today, but that's okay. I'm very used to that. And you guys that are joining me, I hope you sit back and enjoy. And on this Lighthouse Day, National Lighthouse Day, don't ask me why. I don't make the national days. But as I said earlier, let me be the beacon to your rock and roll for the next couple hours anyways. And hopefully you enjoy. And of course, you all know the drill. If you want to hear anything, you can either text me. You can call the station. It's 855-915-9636. Or just hit me up on my Facebook. I usually keep it up while I'm here at the show. Anyways, like I said, 95 degrees here in Medford. It's pretty nasty. They're saying that it's supposed to feel like 100, whatever that means, you know. It's 95 degrees, though, and it's been brutal, I know. And actually, I've been gone for a week. This is my we missed last week. We were on hiatus for a little bit, and by hiatus, I mean we did nothing. It wasn't like a vacation or anything. Actually, my partner in crime, Laureen, she went on vacation, and apparently it took a little bit too much out of her because she is recovering. So anyways, I hope you feel better, Laureen, and maybe we'll see you next week back here. And so you are stuck with me flying solo for the day. Anyways, of course, you know you will be hearing all the best rock and roll you can handle. And I'll be back with some shout-outs and, of course, my new segment I like to do. I've been doing it for about a month now, maybe a little over, is the 4 at 4, where I pick a certain special band that we like to play on the show. Of course, it's going to be classic rock or rock and roll or something to that effect, but you never know. And so we'll play the 4 at 4. We got that coming up. I don't know if I can find some silly news. I'll get that to you. But the week's weather coming up, we gotta get enough to talk about, maybe some sports or whatever. Speaking of which, I'd like to bring up right before I can I get into the music. Not that this is any surprise to anyone, but how about that weekend, huh? Thursday through Sunday. Yes, we swept the Yankees. And that last game, wow. That had you on the edge of your seats. I hope you all got to see it anyways. I know it was very late on Sunday night, but it was worth staying up for, I got to tell you. Anyways, kids, I'm going to take some music break. And like I said, you guys want to hear anything, you know how to hit me up. And I'll be back. And you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. Right back.
Why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says she loves me. Well, you got your reasons, and you got your lies, and you got your manipulations. They cut me down to size. We'll be right back. she loves me.
Yeah.
All right, a little live for you, all over you. Before that, Boys of Summer, and that one was done by the Ataris, which is a remake that I actually really like, and I know I say that a lot every time I play it, but not a big fan of remakes, but especially Don Henley remakes, because he is a great artist. But the Ataris do that song justice, Boys of Summer, and before that, Candlebox, far behind. And you never heard anything again from them because they were way far behind. And Tonic, yeah, if you could only see. I couldn't see, apparently, when I played that because I have never played that song. But it was there and I played it. What the hell? I'm here alone, so there's nobody here to watch over me, as they say. Anyways, welcome back, kids, to the Giddy Up. 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm DJ Pauly B, and I will be bringing you all your great rock and roll today, and your weather and your nonsense. And actually, as I say that now, I will bring you your shout outs, which we like to do every week to appreciate all our very, very awesome listeners that from week to week. And it's not even week to week, they've just been listening, a lot of them, from the beginning of time. Or since they invented radio and we've been on the air. Anyways, so I'll try to get that out of the way right now. Not really get it out of the way, but yes, I'm still learning to do these shout-outs. But anyways, I shall get to them. And I'll try not to talk too much in between. But you know I will. Anyways, I want to start off with Laureen Petrillo. Who in LP, as we call old school, Laureen. We miss you here at the Giddy Up. Well, I do, because I'm the only one here, so I guess you could say I miss you. Hopefully your migraine gets better, and we'll see you back here next week. And we'll have some fun. And starting off the shout-outs, Jennifer Kantrazinski Liedem, one of my best friends in the world, and been here since the first words that ever came out of my mouth on the microphone, which was Giddy Up, I believe. Anyways, Don Chase, very busy at work. Not really. I hope she's busy doing something else, looking up something. Anyways, DJ Kala D and Eric Wilson. And Kala, the door is open. Whenever you'd like to come on back and join me or us, anytime, hon. We miss you. And reminds me also, Halloween coming up, and she's from Salem, and also she DJs a lot in Salem, especially during the month of October. So we'll be tooting her horn during the month of October, but she's a great DJ and a lot of fun to go see her. Anyway, Jen Buckley, that was a new ad a couple weeks ago, Laureen's friend. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans, love you guys. Chet Johnson, maybe listening, maybe sleeping, you never know. But love you too. Billy Roderick, Dave Struffolino, Struffolophagus, as I like to call him. And he worked for CVS doing the traffic reports, and apparently they're closing that building, the CVS building in Boston, after... I guess that building's been up and running since, I think, 47. But anyway, he's been posting a lot of really cool pictures anyways. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry, we miss you. And she's been with us from day one. Yes, the Giddy Up has gone through many transitions throughout the years. But still kicking. My sister Chrissy, and she works at Jack's in Malden. Yes, Jack's. Go stop by for the best Italian food around. If you, rather than go to the North End, go right to Malden. And Jack's has great Italian food. See my sister Chrissy. Tell her you know me. No, don't tell her you know me. Anyways, Christine Atwell. Tracy McKenzie. Debbie Depot. Old School Steve, my buddy. Leah Hall, I hope you're listening. And I seen you online earlier. and she listens. She's been with us since day one as well. My buddy Eddie Riley works for the Medford department, the city department, and yeah, I'll see you during football season, Ed. Miss our Sundays. Matt Fisher, my buddy Danny Martinetti, Kenny Melanson, Calvin Westgate, Joe the Breeze Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Marcin Kantorizinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. We miss you too, living out in Worcester. Frankie the Mustache in Bergamo. Very good friend of the show. And I'm getting in trouble for that. Unofficial mayor of Medford, our buddy Frankie Bergamo, who has been on every movie, every movie that's ever been made in Boston. Great guy, and just a great guy. He's been on the show many a times, and he has an open door policy as well, and he knows that. K-Dog in Charlestown. Peg Kinnear Crow, Big Jack, Christine Fantasia, Justine Tanzo, Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, my niece Rhiannon, Christine Papalotto, another woman who's been with us from the beginning, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Hope you're healing well, Ricky. Had an operation a couple weeks ago. I hope all is going well with you, my friend. Mark Gayhart. Heidi DeMeo. Chris, the funny man, Ridgeway. Can't say enough about him. And you all know who he is. He's been on the show. Founding father of the show. Made it what it was. What it is. What it's going to be someday, even again. Anyways, we miss you, bud. Jen Cayley. Sylvia Gray. And yeah, I was talking to Sylvia last week, and I miss her very much. And hopefully we can we'll be hearing from her as well, who used to frequent the show a little bit, which is nice. All right, I'll have to start that over again, I guess. Boston Jackie O'Neill, who, from what I gather, has just got a new job. So good luck with your new job, Jackie. I know she's a bundle of nerves most of the time. Great person. But I wish you all the best. And good luck with that job. Colleen Shea Murphy. Sweet Colleen. Love you. Karen Falero Gennari. Greg Devaney. Scotty Devaney. Trisha Walsh. Tim Rufo. John Abbas Buckley. Rochelle Marie. Paul Hooley, Pat McKeon, Bonnie Termarsh, down in Florida, Pam and Suzanne at the Dockside, everybody, Mikey Frazier, Kimberly Campbell, down in Oklahoma, hopefully you're listening in, Brady Howard, Michelle Scalisi, it's hard to say if you're Irish, I guess, miss you, hon. Hope you're listening in. Hope you're getting a chance to, but miss you. My cousin, Craig Willett, and I will be DJing his birthday in a couple weeks. Turning the big 4-0. Man, 4-0. Michelle Bono. Joe Susie. Diana Batoon and Kathy Turner. And last shout out will go to my nephew JP Brandt. Can't say enough about that kid. Love him. Turned 28 today. 28. So happy birthday, Neff. Love you. And that is the shout outs for this August 7th. Wow, August already. even though this summer has been brutal, it's still, you know, it's still going by fast, I must say. So hopefully you all enjoyed your weekend, which was, I mean, for the most part, it was brutal, except for Saturday. It was nice. It was kind of cool, which helped out. But then Sunday came, and Monday, and then today, and just, it's just been brutal. I don't know. I'll, in the second half of my show, in the 3 hour, the 3 o'clock hour, I will do the weather coming up, let you guys know before. But this show is about rock and roll and getting you through your Tuesday. Starting, I know really not everybody starts a week off on Monday. You kind of just show up, you know. I totally know you're just not into it. Tuesday is when the week really starts. And then, you know, you have Wednesday, you have your hump day. And then Thursday, you're gearing up. And then Friday is here and it's the weekend. So really, Tuesday and Wednesday are the only days you really work. So it's not that bad if you look at it, but if the weather cooperates, it's even better. And the weather now is 93, so it's gone down a couple degrees since I've been here, but you don't feel it. Anyway, so and that is your shout-outs, and of course, we appreciate you all for listening in. So with that being said, 341, you guys, like I said, you want to hear anything, hit me up right on my wall on my Facebook. No problem. I'll play it. If you want a special shout out for anything else, no problem. I'm more than happy to do that. The number here also, 855-915-9636. Oh, I forgot one shout out to my boy, Romel, out in Cali. Hope you're safe and doing well. We were watching the Red Sox-Yankees game together via text message through the phone. Because he got to see it because it was on ESPN. So, and he does not like, he's a Yankee hater as well, even living in Cali, but he is a Dodgers fan. So, him and I are actually wishing for a Red Sox Dodgers World Series. And we've been saying that for years since when I lived out in California. And since we were best friends, even though we were rivals as far as sports goes. But, we always said if the Red Sox ever played the Dodgers, we definitely would fly out for one game in both stadiums. So that should be fun. And it's very, very possible this year, especially with the Red Sox. I don't know about the Dodgers, but I think they're tied for first out there. So anyways, yeah, a little look into the life of Pauly B, D2 Pauly B. And the Red Sox are back tonight against Toronto, I believe. Not back at Fenway, because Fenway has a lot going on this weekend. Actually, they are back at Fenway for three games. But, yes, I'll get to that in a few as well. This busy concert weekend for Fenway. So I'll let you know what's going on there if you don't already know, which you probably do. And, so... That'll do that. Anyways, we'll get back to some more music. And as I said, at 4 o'clock, I'll do my new segment, the 4 at 4. And I have a new band this week, of course. So, all right, let's see. What are we going to play here? We'll play a little music, and we'll be right back with the 4 at 4. You're listening to the Giddy Up, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. Some Stained.
Finally stop. Somebody shake me, cause I must be sleeping. Follow. see you waiting. I see.
To walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
All right. Brought to you by Understood. That was your PSA here at 4 o'clock that we must play, which is nice, at the top or mid of every hour. But they're very informative, much like the PSAs I like to play about flatulence. But I didn't play that one today. I played a different one about attention. Anyways, kids, 3:57, and it's just about that time for the 4 at 4. And I have a real winner of a group this week that everybody knows. I don't even have to get into how well everybody knows, of course, because they are known as the Bad Boys of Boston. And it's only fitting that we pay tribute to our boys. Yes, our boys, Aerosmith. And so you kids get your tape recorders ready. And do you remember that when you were young? Well, I know I used to do it when DJs would say, okay, get your tape recorders ready. And you put your tape recorder up to the speaker, your cassette player, and and hit play and record. And you record a song. And then after, you take your little microphone and you would sound like you would pretend to be the DJ. And you would take the song, you would introduce the song or take it out. What have you. Anyways, there was a little story from my childhood. Anyways, so I guess that probably said something about today. Anyways, kids, all right, so Aerosmith will be the 4 at 4. So sit back, get your tip cords ready, grab a cold drink, and enjoy the 4 at 4.